Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. How fundamental are you? Yeah, big word. What does it mean? I mean, how foundational are you for the company? Another big word doesn't mean anything. Yeah, I know. If you think about from the customer's perspective, how replaceable are you? How quickly they will toss you over if they need to cut costs? How quickly will they replace you if they need to do some changes? How quickly will they remove you from the service bundle if somebody else gives a better offer? This is what I mean. It's not just that what we're going to talk about today. We're going to also talk about more important question, which is related to this one. And as an outcome will come out of this question. And the question is, what is it? What are you aiming at? What is the product doing? What is the end goal you are really targeting to improve or solve? And these are abstract things, and at the moment I know you are probably confused or don't know what I'm talking about, but it will come clear in a minute, so bear with me. Imagine you are optimizing some processes, and let's say it's in the manufacturing segment sector. So you have a bunch of machines, and maybe there's even a factory, and you want to optimize a lot of these things, a lot of inbounding raw materials. There's some stuff, working shifts. There's a different inputs, maybe electricity, which is getting more expensive, maybe gas or something else you need for heating or whatever it is. So there's a lot of variables, a lot of stuff going on, and you are part of that optimization in some shape or form with your software, because usually it is software, some kind of a SaaS product you're building, for example. What is it? What do you do? Is the question customers are asking. This is the crucial moment and is in the heart of your business. Do you say, for example, that we are making your processes more efficient? We are saving your costs. We are helping you to reduce the downtime or whatever it is, what are you saying? Or are you saying that our goal is to improve your profits? Our goal is to optimize your total process in a way that you can save costs and really hit your profit margins or target revenues or the factory total efficiency in a level where it's run at its optimal level. Because how do you phrase the question, what you're trying to achieve, will actually focus the effort you're going to put in. And I don't mean this in any philosophical sense. I mean this the most concrete sense possible. Because if you define it to yourself and to your employees and everybody who's working in your company and building the product and selling and marketing and all those fancy things, they will look it from that lens and they will optimize. They will make it better in that framework. So, for example, if you taking the metrics as some kind of input measures like time or efficiency or megawatts or whatever it is, and you want to improve them, that's what you're getting as well. Better output megawatts or units like that. But from the customer's perspective, that's probably the production managers, manufacturing plants, managers' job to look those megawatts and whatnot. In the previous episode, I was talking about being in a box. And this is exactly the box you're going to be. You're going to be compared to the other solutions who are providing better efficiency in a megawatt scale or can improve the maybe the shift utilization or whatever, downtime optimization. But that's all it is. You're going to talk to the CEO, you usually going to talk about in the C-level, in a megawatt outputs and whatnot, because that's not the level it's usually handled. So if you want to be in a different box, If you want to be more fundamental, foundational, then you have to structure your business in a way that that's exactly what it is. I give you an example how to do that. For example, let's say that you want to improve the revenues for the company or the profits. You convert everything into euros. Well, if you're in a euro zone. So even though you have megawatts, even though you have hourly wages and you have shifts and you have raw material inputs and then you have maintenance issues, you put up in your system, in your software, you put a price tag on those. You measure them. You sort of unify it in revenues, for example, or costs in euros. So you see the total approach is about money. And money is the language which C-level people usually love to talk about. This shifts the focus from these maybe sometimes suboptimal or really good optimizations, but they're not in the contextual level, in a higher level, which makes more sense and is more meaningful. For example, if you just optimize the working shifts in a factory, but you don't take into account that the electricity is now like 10 times more expensive. So actually the labor is cheaper. Maybe you should have it in three shifts instead of two. Or maybe you just need to shift everything to the night shift. That kind of overview, that kind of bigger perspective comes relevant and important and significant only if you see it from that C-level perspective. Does your software sub-optimize something which needs to be optimized in a higher level? Or do you have a more fundamental approach, more overview, more bigger problem-solving capability, which makes you more foundational, more difficult to replace, more important? And usually if you're more important to the customer, you can also charge a bit more. Maybe this doesn't change much in the product. Maybe it's just the point of view, how you see things, how you focus. But it might be the difference between branding, positioning, and in your profit margins that the other companies in your field are not doing. So how foundational are you?